This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nish Navalli. Boy, everybody's walking around with the sniffles
these days. Talk for a little bit, and then you got to breathe in.
I know. It's just a constant this and that. And, you know, golly, it's just, it's awful these days. And everybody seems to have it.
Mm-hmm. Especially here.
I know. It's well, yeah, around the office here. We've kind of passed it like a baton at a track meet. It's just kind of gone from person to person to person. But, yeah, a lot of people are wandering around with the sniffles and all that kind of late season kind of stuff. You know, we heard earlier in the winter season about how tough the flu season might be this year. And it seems like we've gotten through that pretty decent, but then all of a sudden, it just seems like everybody's come down with a little upper respiratory this and sinus that. And everybody's on an antibiotic somewhere, and well, we're getting to know our pharmacists pretty well these days, aren't we? Man alive. Well, hopefully we'll get rid of all that stuff. I'm kind of hoping for some warm weather here very, very soon. You know, we had that nasty little bout of snow last weekend, Sunday into Monday. And then it kind of blew around in some areas for a while and caused a few school delays, which I think caught some folks by surprise. But now it's almost all gone.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be happier.
Me neither.
I'm ready.
Me too.
Very ready.
Bring on the sunshine and...
Yeah, some warm days would just be nice. I'd like to be able
to go outside. Not having to warm up the vehicle all the time.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say. I'd like to be able to go outside without a coat and not have to go warm the car up for a while. It would just be kind of nice. I'd like to put the heated seats to rest for the rest of the year. But it's just, you know, the snow is starting to melt. Very little of it out there anymore. Pretty much just where it piled up in different places. But, boy, what was it the other day? Thursday, it got up to, what, around 50 degrees or so?
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
And Friday, it was supposed to be upper 50s, 60, you know. It's just, I'd like to see some of that consistently for a while. I'm really hoping that that snow that's melting away right now is the last we're going to see of the snow for the rest of the year.
It would be nice.
It would.
No complaints here.
You know, the thing is, though, is once all that, I hate to be the big bucket of cold water here, but once all that snow and stuff disappears and we turn the corner into spring, you know what happens?
Time to start mowing.
Well, yeah, that eventually But so many people will then look out the window and see that, well, nothing's greened up quite yet. It's still kind of brown and... Gee, look at all those sticks that fell out of the trees, you know, from the... And
got a few of those in our backyard.
Yeah, all of a sudden you feel like you have to go out and spend a lot of time cleaning up.
Yeah, spring cleaning.
The outdoor cleanup time. And it's been, you know, after last year, you didn't think you'd say much of this, but it just seems like it's going to be kind of spongy out there in the yard for a while.
Yeah.
It's not like we had a tremendous amount of snow this year, but we've also had some rainfall here recently. So we've had a few days straight of rainfall.
When was it? A while back? Did it just rain like all day? A
couple of weeks ago, I think. And it's kind of gotten a little soft and spongy out there, which isn't the worst thing in the world.
No, we needed it.
We needed the moisture. But yeah, it seems like it's going to be kind of like that here this spring. So we'll see how things go. You know, it's so hard to project and predict. Meteorologists try. And fail a lot. But nobody really knows. Everybody wants to know, is it going to be a wet spring, dry spring, hot spring, cool spring, windy spring? What are we going to get? I don't know.
Yeah, not fortune tellers.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know the future.
I mean, we're halfway through March. In some years, guys have started planting by now.
Wow.
Which
That's
is
crazy
a little early. But it's sometime, there have been times when guys have started to do a little bit of the early field work and stuff and kind of get themselves, or maybe not necessarily planting, but some early field work and stuff, try to jump the gun a little bit. And but yeah, I mean, we're going to be April here before we know it. And then you're going to start to see a lot more activity.
Yeah.
I've noticed a lot more activity out there with some of the farm equipment. It seems like guys are starting to move some things around.
Yeah, I've seen a few drive-by tractors with wagons and,
kind of getting things where they want them to be. So when the time comes, they're ready to go. So it's always kind of a good sign. That's one of the things I love about living here in the Midwest, especially here in Iowa.
Yeah.
Well, you can always see the seasons.
Yeah, you definitely can.
Other people point to them. And I'm not talking about leaves falling off of trees or snow on the ground and all that kind of stuff. It's the activity out there in the rural area. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of start to see folks prepping for the spring planting season's not too far away. And they get pretty excited about that. Mm-hmm. So it's good to start the new year and the new cash crop year. So it's time to kind of get things going. And you see those things change like that. It's kind of fun to see some of the activity going on around the area, too. You know, it's not going to be too much further. We're into prom season already.
Jeez.
Yeah, no kidding. It seemed like those kids just started school.
Yeah.
Why is it that when we're adults, it seems like the school year just goes by in a snap of a finger? But when you were a kid, it seemed like
the
school
thing.
Year took forever.
definitely. I don't know. That is strange.
Just forever.
The older we get, the busier we are, faster it goes.
That's because we don't have the homework that they have. That's why. When you have homework, it seems like it takes forever. But yeah, it's getting to be prom season, so you know, be concerned and aware of those kinds of issues too coming up. And you know, prom season turns into graduation season right away. It's just amazing. You know, I'm just amazed at how much money some of these kids spend on prom anymore.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wow. Did you do prom when you were in high school?
Yes.
How much money did you spend? Lots.
Not what they're spending nowadays. Probably my two dresses combined didn't even come close to what they spend on a dress. There's, you know.
Oh, man.
$600 I see. And it's like, are you kidding me? That's, you know, that's a wedding dress for people. And
that's two wedding dresses for some folks. Yeah, it's amazing how much money. It's quite the little cottage industry.
Yeah, no kidding.
When it comes to some of those things. And, of course, so many schools are trying to do safe prom activities and things. When we were in school, there was nothing.
Really?
There was a dance. That was it. You know, you come to prom and that was it. And, you know, so many folks, I never went to prom. It wasn't a priority in our school. I mean, some of the kids did, but the majority of kids, we didn't go to school dances and stuff.
I could see that in larger schools.
Yeah, it was kind of lame, and it wasn't something that we really wanted to do. Well, you know, in a big school, when you've got, you know, like about we had about 1,900 students, so, you know, it just wasn't a priority. You know, some kids really enjoyed that kind of stuff, and that's great, but we couldn't accommodate every kid in school anyway.
Right.
I mean, there's no way we could have fit everybody that goes to school into that area for the dance. So I think I went to one dance when I was in high school and didn't really enjoy it at all. It just wasn't that much fun. You know, it ends up being one of those, you know, everybody sits around trying to make small talk, not sure what to talk about and stuff.
Yeah.
And we really didn't have girlfriends when we were in high school. We had cliques.
Yeah.
You know, there was a group of us
That's
guys.
Still around.
There's a group of us guys. There was about a half a dozen or eight of us guys that always hung around together. And there was a similar group of girls. And, you know, we always got together. We always did stuff together. We didn't really have girlfriends and stuff, you know, specific, you know, romantic girlfriend type things. But we had people that we did things with. And we just had fun. You know, we always kind of, you know, went out and just enjoyed life, you know, had a good time. But as far as when it came time for dances and stuff, none of us really had.
Got into it or anything.
Again, we weren't boyfriend-girlfriend type thing, so we didn't do that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's a big deal now. I'm just amazed to hear some of the stories these days because, I mean, kids will set up their prom dates like a year ahead.
Oh, yeah. You have to get your prom date quick before, you know, if there's somebody that you want or you got to hope that they're going to ask you. And then, of course, there's all the prepping before even the day. A lot of girls will do the tanning and their nails and the hair and the makeup and shoes, you know, accessories. And, wow, I can't imagine. Hopefully, my daughter, when I have a daughter, will not be like that. Well, I guess if I have a daughter, but yikes.
I don't understand.
That's a lot.
Well, yeah, and Lord knows what it's going to be like by then.
By then, exactly.
I don't understand is, you know, there a guy will have a girlfriend, but yet he goes to prom with someone else because he asked her like a year ago.
Oh.
And I never understood that. I don't get that stuff where people just go to prom with somebody just to go to prom.
Yeah.
Like I said, when we were in school, we did the opposite. We just didn't want to go to dances. Some guys would break up with their girlfriends right before, so they didn't have to ask.
Yeah.
You know? But no, it just wasn't a priority. But there are all those other things that go on around prom too nowadays with the post-prom activities. And, you know, we have an endless stream of school districts from around the area coming out looking for donations and things of different little items and things that they can give away at their post-prom parties and some of the different activities and stuff. It's an all-night affair.
Yeah, it is. But it's really a lot of fun, though.
Did you guys do those things?
Mm-hmm, we sure did.
I never heard of that stuff.
Yeah, one year for after prom, we had like a big box and you put on these huge oversized boxing gloves. And what else? We had like a race car thing, putt-putt.
So it's like going to the carnival.
Yeah, and like there's this one, you had to run as fast as you can. You have like a zip cord tied to your back and it just flings you back, you know. And it's, yeah, some good stuff.
No bowling or something simple?
No, I have seen other classes that do like the human bowling. You get in the big cage and roll yourself. And then like the sumo, put on the big sumo gear, you know. And
I was thinking bowling at the bowling
alley. Oh, but, you know. No. I think my sister's class actually did that. You get in this big cage and you get strapped in. And I think there was also like you jump on a trampoline type deal and you get stuck to the wall.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's lots of neat stuff out there.
That sounds like a redneck festival, is what it sounds like.
Maybe.
A little bit.
I guess we are a small town.
I'm not sure what you were getting yourself into there. Well, anyway, we hope they have a lot of fun and do those things safely. And Like I said, gosh, you're just, I mean, we're turning the corner already. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, graduation is just a couple of months away.
Yeah.
Not even a couple of months away in some area school districts by now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's not going to be too long, and we're going to be summer vacaying again.
Yes.
Love summer vacation.
See a lot more of those mopeds around.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we're starting to see those now, aren't we?
Yep.
Oh, well. Lots of stuff going on.
Yes.
You got a list of some things we should know about here?
As always. Let's see. The Exira Masons, their scholarship breakfast fundraiser is on March 17th. Start at 8:30 and that runs until 12:30 at the Elkhorn Town Hall. And they're serving biscuits and gravy, along with Belgian waffles, French toast, and eggs. It's all you can eat for a free will donation. And then proceeds from that go to the Exira EHK 2013 scholarships for the graduating seniors. They're also going to have a second fundraiser breakfast, and that one will be held on April 7th at the Brayton Town Hall. Over in Bridgewater, the Trinity Christian Church's, their annual luncheon is on March 17th from 11 to 1. And they'll be serving lots of good stuff. They got chicken and noodles or beef and noodles with mashed potatoes, green beans, salads, pies, and drink. And that's all for a free will donation. And proceeds from that go to the church's community outreach fund. Here in Atlantic, the Cass County 4-H Club's Mardi Gras is on March 17th from 2 to 4. And that's at the Cass County Community Center. Admission, just 50 cents. And tickets are only 10 cents each. It's open to the public. If you have any questions, you can call the extension office. Adair Casey United Methodist Church is having a Staley's Chicken Dinner. That's at the Adair Community Center on March 17th, and that starts at 11. They'll be, of course, serving Staley's Chicken, along with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, green beans, a variety of salads, and some homemade pie. It's $9.50 for adults and $5 for kids, and preschoolers are free. A blood drive will be held on March 19th at the Underwood High School gym. This one is from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's in honor of Alex Peterson. She is an Underwood graduate who received 14 pints of blood after a serious accident she had last summer. If you'd like to make an appointment for that, you can contact the Underwood High School, their office at 712-566-2703. Again, that's a blood drive on March 19th at the Underwood High School gym from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy paper planes, paper rockets, and a computer-animated flight simulator on March 19th from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. It's free for grades 3rd through 8th and members and non-members, and you can just sign up for the YMCA for that. It's on March 19th from 9 to 11 at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. A March meeting of the Atlantic BPW will be held on March 20th at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic at 6:30. The program will be Treva Turpin of Bethany Farms in Exira. I remember your calendar donation for BPW National Foundation fundraiser. And also they ask that you please RSVP by Evite or contact Debbie Lystad or Janice Brown. It's the March meeting of the Atlantic BPW on March 20th at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic at 6:30. A permit to carry weapons class will be held in Walnut on March 21st at the AmVets Hall. That is from 6 to 9 p.m., just $50, and no registration is required. So if you're looking to get your permit to carry, they're having a permit to carry weapons class in Walnut on March 21st at the AmVets Hall from 6 to 9. The Cass County 4-H Endowment Committee is having a community pancake supper. It's on March 21st from 5 to 7 at the Cass County Community Center. $6 for adults and youth. 6 and under are just $4. That's the Cass County 4-H Endowment Committee, their pancake supper on March 21st from 5 to 7 at the Cass County Community Center. And again, that's $6 for adults and $4 for kids 6 and under. The final fish bake for the Knights of the Columbus, their fish bake is on March 22nd from 5:30 to 7. It's at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, just $8 for adults and $6 for kids. Also coming up in March, the Masquerade Jewelry and Accessory Fair. That's on March 22nd from 9 to 4 at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital's atrium hallway. They have lots and lots of different merchandise. There's watches and rings, necklace sets, seasonal items, scarves, purses, wallets, much, much more. It's all for women, men, and children. And all of the items are only $5 each. Be great to save for prom, some special occasions, or your everyday wear. The event is hosted by the Audubon County Hospital Foundation, and proceeds from that go to support the foundation's mission. So that's their Masquerade Jewelry and Accessory Fair on March 22nd from 9 to 4 at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital's Administration Hallway. Also, the Scrap Fest event is coming up. That's on March 23rd from 9 a.m. to midnight. So it's an all-day affair at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. The registration fee is $30. That includes lots of stuff. The Canvas Project Tote, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, drinks, free drawing prize opportunities, and access to various vendors on site. If you get a friend to register, someone who's never attended the Scrap Fest event, you receive $5 off your registration fee. This year, there is an additional fun project opportunity. For additional $15, you can create your own personalized recipe book. All supplies will be furnished. Just bring your favorite recipes. To register, you can contact Lori Armstrong at 641-743-8245. It's a fun time for everybody. Homemade yummies, lots of workspace, new ramp access. There's no steps and there's vendors. It's the annual Scrap Fest event on March 23rd from 9 a.m. to midnight all day at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. In Griswold, there... high school student council dodgeball tournament was rescheduled to March 23rd at 6. It's at the Griswold High School gym. You can still send in your entry forms to the high school. Or you can also call Pat Carlson to sign up at 778-2161. They're going to have lots of door prizes given out. And this year's proceeds will go to the Griswold chapter of the Special Olympics. So the money will help them buy sporting equipment. It's the Griswold High School student council dodgeball tournament on March 23rd at 6 p.m.
Are you doing it? Are you going to do it this year?
No.
Well, I'm not in your condition. Would you do it if you weren't in your condition?
No.
Really?
I remember my days of high school. I mean, I'm not, wasn't superiorly athletic, I guess, but I didn't think I was bad. But I just can't throw a ball larger than my hand. I just have no control over it.
Were you the kid that always got hit in the face?
I was one of the last ones, actually. So then it was always, you know, I was pretty good at dodging, but trying to get people out, I had to wait till they were turned around and get their feet or something. You know, I had to be trying sneaky. If I threw it right out, I'd throw it right at them, and they'd catch it, and then I'd be out. But
more of a kickball girl, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's a card party in Atlantic at 511 Walnut Street. That's the Senior Citizen Center. It's on March 23rd, and that starts at noon. It's a potluck dinner, so you can, you know, bring a snack, whatever you like to eat. They'll be playing either Pinnacle or Pitch. So just for anybody who enjoys playing cards is welcome to attend. It's a card party on March 23rd starting at noon. That's a 511 Walnut Street in Atlantic. The last thing I have here is a soup supper. It's on March 24th from 5 to 7 at the Nathaniel Hamlin Park. That's 1 mile south of Audubon on Highway 71. They'll be serving vegetable beef, chili, chicken noodle, and salmon soup. That's a little different. With sandwiches, bars, and drinks, $7 for adults, $3 for kids 10 and under, and this is sponsored by the Audubon County Historical Society. So probably one of the last soup suppers you'll see, March 24th, 5 to 7 at the Nathaniel Hamlin Park.
Very good. You know, when we were in school, we used to play dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
We always, you know, you use those big red playground balls.
Yep.
But we always had one volleyball that we used
really?
As well. Yeah, because here's the deal. If you got hit by anything and, you know, just got hit, then you were out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, the first team to clear everybody out.
Yeah.
But if somebody threw one of those red playground balls and I caught it,
mm-hmm.
then one of my teammates comes back in.
Okay.
We get somebody back in. And then that person on the other side that threw it is out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we play double that way. So, I mean, because a lot of places where you play dodgeball, if I catch the ball you threw, then you're out.
You're right.
But we always lined up in order. And as soon as you're out, you go to the back of the line on mm-hmm. your team. And then the first person in, if I catch it, they come back in.
Hmm.
However, if I catch the white volleyball,
because
you could throw that a lot harder.
Uh-huh.
If I catch that, all of my
Everybody?
Team is back in. You bet.
We called that jail ball.
Ah,
yeah, so if somebody caught the ball, then, which was great if you're one of the last ones left, you get ready to come back over. But, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a good time with that. I think that was one of my glory days in volleyball.
Yeah.
I was the last person out there. And the kid, the one kid that I threw pretty hard, too, but the kid on the other team that threw the hardest, he wound up and he was going to nail me with that big one. And they always tried that trick where they throw one up in the air, so you're supposed to go, duh, and look
I'm going
to
watch that one.
And then they hit you with another one, like you're, you know, just a fish and you mm-hmm. bite on shiny objects. But, he tried to get me with the one, and I was the last one standing, and I caught the white one, and my whole team came back in. And then we beat him.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
That was always the worst, too, when you are the last one left and there's two people that have the ball on the other side and you got nothing.
Yikes.
Throw it at the same time. What do you do? You know,
you
just got to be lucky.
You can't get back far enough away.
That's right.
No matter how far you go, there's always a wall there.
Yep.
We're going to take a short break and relive some more volleyball memories, I guess, huh? Or dodgeball memories. We'll take a short break. Be back with more in a moment.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right. No more dodgeball, huh? We're not doing that anymore.
Okay.
Got a few other things here for you. Hey, we talked about prom. There's an after-prom fundraiser at the St. Patrick's Day Spaghetti Supper this Sunday, March 17th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Lions Club building in Exira. They're just asking for a free will donation, which obviously the proceeds will go to their after-prom activities there. Also this weekend, the Portsmouth Fire Department is having its annual Spring Benefit Breakfast. It's this Sunday, March 17th, from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the St. Mary's Hall in Portsmouth, asking for your free will offering. And they'll serve you eggs, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, sausage, omelets made to order. Sounds like some good stuff.
Wow, yeah.
All to support the local fire department there in Portsmouth. Also, the Northeast Sodbusters 4-H Club will have a fundraiser breakfast this Sunday, March 17th, 8 a.m. to noon at the Irwin Community Building. Free will offering. They're serving eggs, biscuits and gravy, ham, toast, cinnamon rolls, coffee, juice, and milk. There'll be a bake sale for Relay for Life with a free will offering there as well. They have matching funds set up. Proceeds are going to be divided between the 4-H Club, the Shelby County Adopt-A-Family Program, and the Ruse Park Improvement Project in Irwin. So some stuff going on there, too, that you can help out with. Also, not too far down the road, it's going to be Easter here in just a couple of weeks. The Anita Town and Country Club, along with Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab, will be hosting the annual Easter egg hunt at the nursing home on Saturday, March 30th, starting at 10:30 a.m. sharp. So anyone who'd like to donate candy or prizes can drop them off at the Weathervane Cafe or at Caring Acres or to any Town and Country Club member there in Anita. Now, they're also going to be doing a raffle to raise money for some other upcoming events. They'll be raffling off a gazebo with a table and four chairs. Tickets are $5. They can be purchased from several different people over there in the area, so make sure you get yours while you can. Just $5.
That's pretty cool.
That's a pretty good deal. That's a neat idea.
Yeah.
Something you can do this spring. Also, the Griswold Masons Cast Lodge number 412 will have their fifth annual Spaghetti and Meatballs All-You-Can-Eat Dinner coming up on Saturday, April 6th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The proceeds will help the Masonic Community Projects. And again, that's coming up on Saturday, April the 6th. We have plenty more time to tell you about that one before we get there. All right, that's all I have here for stuff going on. You got some birthdays?
Yep. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Dick Wichman, celebrating his birthday, his 70th birthday, on March 17th. His family would like to honor him with a card shower. You can send him a birthday greeting at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab, 1300 East 19th Street in Atlantic 50022. Again, happy birthday to Dick Wichman, celebrating his 70th birthday on March 17th. You can send him a card to the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab, 1300 East 19th Street in Atlantic 50022. Also over at the Salem Lutheran Home, happy birthday to Pat Dvorak, celebrating the birthday on March 17th, and also to Erna Lang, celebrating birthday on March 17th also.
I have one anniversary here to share. It's Larry and Alice Harder. They'll be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary this Sunday, March 17th, at the Brayton Town Hall with a reception from 1 to 4 p.m. So make sure you stop on by and wish a happy 50th wedding anniversary to Larry and Alice Harder. Again, that's this Sunday, March 17th, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Brayton Town Hall. Congratulations to those folks.
Yeah.
You know, I did have one other thing I glossed over here, I forgot to share with you. Coming up on Saturday, March 30th, will be the Audubon County Pheasants Forever Banquet. It's their 28th annual. Cass County's is this weekend, and Audubon Counties will be on Saturday, March 30th at the Agri Hall in Audubon, 5 to 7 p.m. social time, and then prime rib dinner served there too. And then 7 o'clock, they'll have their raffles and auction. Now, you can get your tickets from any of the Pheasants Forever members. It's $50 for a single, $65 for a couple, and you can also get your raffle tickets as well. They're raffling off things like a Browning Lightning shotgun, $1,000 in cash, and you don't have to be present to win. So make sure you get all that stuff taken care of so you're in on that. They always have good food at those banquets. Mm-hmm. 28th Annual Audubon County Pheasants Forever Banquet, again, Saturday, March 30th at the Agri Hall in Audubon. They're serving a prime rib dinner. That alone should be enough to get you there, right? Shouldn't be a problem. I notice you're wearing green.
I didn't even think about that for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I just knew it was going to be a little nice today, so I thought I'd put on something a little cooler than a sweater.
Wow, you're cool all the time, Stacey.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't put it together right away. I'm thinking, well, let's see, maiden name Hartman. That sounds kind of German.
Definitely.
Linfer, I'm not sure. What is that?
Irish and German, I believe.
Okay, so you got a little Irish there. Okay, all right. I don't follow that kind of stuff all that much.
I'll probably be wrong now. I'll get a family member to tell me what was I thinking. Irish? Is it Irish?
English? Irish? Scottish?
I feel like he's a little Irish. I thought, because we're both German.
It's something-ish.
And I'm Danish. Yeah, exactly.
We're not sure what, but it's something-ish.
We'll go with Irish for now until I'm told otherwise.
Do you like the St. Patty's Day food?
No.
No? You're not a corned beef and cabbage girl?
Lord, no. That's just reeks.
Really?
Yes.
I like corned beef and cabbage. No. I'm not Irish. I don't really have any Irish.
I guess in all fairness, I've never tried it because the smell was enough to put me off. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So what don't you like, the corned beef or the cabbage?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you eat at your house?
I don't like bratwurst either.
Or what?
Yeah. I don't like bratwurst either.
Well, you're out of the German culture. You can't do that then.
Actually, when I did go to Germany, though, I did try a bratwurst. Mm-hmm. That was probably my first time trying a bratwurst.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
I was hungry enough, we'll say that.
So if you're not eating bratwurst, then you're probably not eating sauerkraut either.
I do like sauerkraut.
That's
I know.
It's basically cabbage. Come on.
No, it's not. Sauerkraut's good, especially on the grill.
Really?
Yeah,
but so what do you eat it on then if you don't eat brats?
I eat it plain.
You just eat sauerkraut plain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could go that route.
Yeah. My dad would always do that at home on the grill, and sometimes I'll do it. Mike doesn't like it, so I usually get one of those small cans of it if I feel like it sounds good or something. We'll see if Wyatt likes it someday. You never know.
No corned beef and cabbage.
No.
Wow.
No, thank you.
That's good stuff. It's kind of fun to eat some of the traditional meals once in a while.
I'll take
get out of your
it.
Comfort zone. Because you guys are probably just like us and like everybody else. You get into your comfort zone.
Yeah.
You kind of find yourself sometimes, if you sit back, I bet if you kept a little journal of what you had for dinner each night when you cooked at home, I bet you find a pattern.
Oh, I'm sure.
And the pattern probably doesn't take you very long to figure out either.
Yeah.
It's not like you're having the same thing every Monday night. Well, I hope not anyway. Some people do that.
No, the weekends usually consist of some delivery though.
Oh, there you go. Little something
like
easier.
I need a break.
Something a little
yep.
easier.
Here
but
comes
yeah,
some pizza.
A lot of people do that. They fall into those habits. That's one of the things I kind of like about some of these different holidays, especially things like St. Patrick's Day, where you think corned beef and cabbage and stuff. Because it's kind of nice to get out of your comfort zone and just do something a little bit different that you might not otherwise do. But yeah, I know. Brats? You don't like a bratwurst?
I don't.
Wow.
I don't like breakfast sausage either.
Wow.
I'll sometimes eat sausage on a pizza, but Mike always tries to get me to try sausage and it just tastes like grease to me. I'm not a fan.
Wow.
I know. My little weird quirks.
There are a lot of pork producers that are never going to talk to you again now.
I do love smoked pork chops.
Okay, she's trying to save herself now.
I do love that. Dipped in baked beans.
I'll only eat part of the hog.
And bacon. Gosh, can't forget about bacon.
Well, I tell you what, we'll make a deal. I love sauerkraut, though, too. But that's the way I do bratwurst. There's nothing better in this world than a big old bratwurst.
Really?
Big, fat bratwurst on a big old bun covered with sauerkraut and then mustard.
Mustard.
No, I don't want
ketchup.
I see people put ketchup on brats, and that I don't get.
Yeah.
I just want sauerkraut, and I want mustard.
Huh.
Mm-mm. That just tastes German to me. Stick a warm beer next to it, and I guess I could just be right off the boat German. Huh?
There you go.
Not into warm beer. Sorry, not doing that.
No, that's not the greatest.
Oh, well. Well, whatever you're doing for St. Patrick's Day, or even if you're doing nothing, just enjoy the weekend. Have a good time. It's getting closer and closer to spring. Spring is coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah.
March 20th. We're thrilled for that. That's all the time we have for you this weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.